Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my precious Muslim and Christian audience. We are continuing the important topic. Jesus is the only person described as sinless, without sin, in the Bible, the Quran, and the Hadith. I wanna talk a little bit about why. So we tell our Muslim friends the reason for the sinlessness of Jesus, why Jesus was able to live every day in his life without committing one single sin. In the Gospel, Jesus said, "I and the Father are one." John 10:30. Jesus and God the Father are not the same person, but they are one in essence and nature. Since God the Father and Jesus the Son are one, the Son always does the will of his Father. Jesus said, "Whatever the Father does, the Son also does." We read this wonderful declaration in John 5, verse 19. Since God the Father would never sin, it follows that Jesus also would not sin. Because Jesus is one with God, he always did the absolute will of God. He never did anything independently on his own accord. For this reason, he never committed a single sin against God or against another human being. Jesus said, "I always do what pleases God." You see, you can see here the presence of God the Father in every act and the moment of Jesus' life. God the Father never left Jesus to live or act according to his mere human nature. "I always do what pleases him." Notice the word "always" means in every occasion. This is a distinct claim to divinity. No prophet dared to claim that. And that's why the Jews saw in Jesus' statement, "Whatever the Father does, the Son also does," that he claimed equality with God. Thus, he committed blasphemy, and they wanted to kill him. But the reason Jesus made this wonderful declaration is his unity with God the Father. Jesus sees and knows everything God is doing. Jesus' declaration proceeded from the Son is in intimate and continuous relationship with the Father. Unity. And that's why the incarnate Son does not set up a rival throne or authority. He moves, lives, has his being from the Father and not from himself. Okay, that's why Jesus never committed one single sin. Now, Jesus Christ was sinless throughout his earthly life because he was sinless in his nature, my Muslim friend. Jesus did not have the sin nature that is passed on from Adam to his descendants. Again, he was not conceived by the natural joining of a man and a woman, but by the Holy Spirit. We can see now why Jesus is the only man in human history who lived a sinless life, because he came from God. He is the Son of God. Wow. One week I was speaking in a few churches and I decided to take some believers with me and go to a mosque to give my book to the Muslim people there as a gift. My wife told me, you have to quit this dangerous habit. One day you're going to get into serious trouble. Anyway, I try to be guided by God every time. So one time I gave the imam a book after I gave people in the mosque, and he looked at it for a few minutes and he said to me, this is blasphemy. It is blasphemy to believe that Jesus is God. You are not welcome here. And I told him, you know, part of my answer, I am sure that you agree with me that he who is able to live throughout his life without committing one single sin must be pure and sinless in his nature and essence. Only God is able to exist without sinning. And Jesus also lived his life without committing one single sin. Then he must have the same nature as God. He who is able to live without committing one single sin must be pure and sinless in his nature and essence. And only God is. And also, Jesus was able to exist without committing one single sin, according to the Quran and the Bible and the Hadith. Hadith is what Muhammad said. Then he must have the same nature as God. As followers of Jesus Christ, we believe only the facts that God revealed to us and gave us. So many of the people in the mosque took the book and we stayed there until 4 o'clock p.m. Before we pray, I want to share with you that now we have a short program that can be heard in over 150 radio stations in America. Of course, this is God's grace, and I am so grateful to God and to my prayer and financial partners. Just to pray that God will enable these programs to continue and will even give us more radio stations and will use us to equip multitudes of Christians to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. Right now, if you are listening to our program and you say, wow, I never knew that Jesus is God made manifest in the flesh, and you would like to put your faith in Jesus as your Savior, right now is a good time to pray with me. You can repent right now. You can tell God, God, I am sorry for not paying attention to Jesus. I am sorry that I rejected Jesus. God, I don't want to live far from you anymore. God, I want to live according to your will. God, I want to know you as my loving Heavenly Father. You can repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you are helping me to understand who Jesus is. Jesus, I put my faith in you that you died on the cross and you paid the penalty for everything wrong I have done. You died for my sins so I can live with God forever. Jesus, come into my heart and make me a child of God and help me to experience God's forgiveness for my sins. God, thank you for loving me so much to come down to earth through the person of Jesus Christ and reveal your love for me and suffer for me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And for the rest of my audience, pray with me that God will use us to motivate and equip millions of Christians to share the message of his love and salvation, Jesus, in the most effective way to millions of Muslims, and equip our fellowships. And I'm here to serve you. If I can be of any help, please contact me.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. Thank you for listening. And I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. And now you can listen to Glad News for Muslims wherever you hear your favorite podcast. If God puts it in your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sami, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.